Good morning, friends, and welcome. My name is Andrew Cooney, and it's my joy to lead you in worship together today. Saturday afternoon, according to the weather forecast, tomorrow is not going to be good. So we are pre-recording things so that we can hold worship with safety and with wholeheartedness. It makes me sad, but the forecast for freezing rain and sleet sounds pretty dangerous, and we want to make sure that everyone's safe. So thank you for joining us. As we begin, I want to lift up some announcements really quick. First of all, thank you, Bethany, for your generosity as we started through the Christmas season and into a new year. You enabled us through the Christmas season to bless the local women's prison at Jessup with gifts, families in our community through the Angel Tree program, families beyond that through Toys for Tots, individuals in our community through our pastor's discretionary fund, and so many other ways in which we cared for our community and our world together. In addition, coming up is Cold Weather Shelter, another way that we're going to be able to bless our community. Thank you for helping, for serving, for decorating, for giving. We are so blessed and grateful. Also, I want to thank you for those of you who gave to our flooring project. Each year, the trustees put together a list of needs that the campus has, and this year, our focus team, which is our church council, chose the flooring in the fellowship hall. That's about a $20,000 project. To date, you've given over $9,000. Thank you. I also want to thank Pastor Kathy, who led our worship service last week. What a beautiful sermon she gave. Full-hearted. What a gifted person, isn't she? I also want to let you know that we're beginning a new series on resilience. We're going to be talking about what resilience is, what it means, how we build it, and how important it is in our lives. I pray this worship service fills you, blesses you, challenges you, and moves you. Let's worship together.
Give me the thumbs up when you guys are ready. Liam, you got the middle, you got the center view to start? Okay, all right.
I want to see you. Thank you, God, for giving us a beautiful world to live in, friends and family to enjoy, parents to love and to guide us, and especially for your son, Jesus, who teaches us how to love you and to love others. We give you our hearts, our minds, our soul, our strength, and pray you will use us to bless others. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Hello, friends. Today we're starting a new sermon series that I'm calling Resilience. And we're going to be talking about resilience and what it means for us and how we use it, how we grow it, and how important it is in our lives. Let me start out at the top by telling you what the definition of resilience is, just so we're on the same page. Resilience is the ability to recover quickly from difficulties or toughness. The second definition is the ability of a substance to spring back into shape. So it's the ability to recover quickly from difficulties or hardships or problems or kind of a toughness or grit. And the second is the ability of a substance to spring back into shape. So if you've ever slept on a memory foam mattress, that mattress has the ability to bear the weight of our body all night long. And then when we get up, if it's in good shape, it should spring back and be flat again. Now, I had a friend when I was growing up that had a memory foam mattress that had a giant canyon in the middle of it where his body had laid, and it wasn't very good mattress and it didn't have good resilience. And so over time, he just wore a giant canyon into the middle of it. And every time he laid down, no matter where he laid on the bed, he got swept into the middle because the bed did not have the kind of resilience that it needed. So let me begin by asking you the question, do you want more resilience in your life? I mean, do you want the ability for things to roll off your back better than they do now? Do you want the ability to not feel the weight of things quite so much? To have the kind of toughness that allows you to get through hard things? Do you want a greater capacity to handle uncertainty and challenges and problems? Do you want the ability to recover more quickly from difficult circumstances? Because to me, those are all huge things. And in my life, as I face the different things I face, I want more resilience. I seek it, I desire it. And so I think that's important because I need more of it. And I need more of it because when I don't have resilience, it affects my relationships. And I'm just going to be really honest, especially affects my kids. Like when I'm going through something hard and I'm not coping well, I'm not handling things well, like I can tell in my kids' lives when I'm anxious or concerned or stressed or overburdened, it spills over into my children's lives. I become less patient with them, less caring for them, and they can feel the anxiety in me. They can sense fear in me, and it does not help them. It's not good for my marriage. It's not good for my friendships. Resilience is good for others in our lives. And so the good news is that resilience has the ability to grow in us. We have the ability to build resilience within us. And there are also strategies for managing our resilience. And so in this series, we're going to look at those kinds of things and how you can grow your resilience and how you can manage the things that you have to manage in life. Before we do that, we're going to get a little bit deeper understanding of what resilience is and how we can do this. I want us to get in our minds the idea of resilience ultimately being the ability to bear a certain amount of weight, right? So, for example, I brought with me as an illustration, this handbell, right? These are one of the ones that Kevin George uses. If you've ever attended the 11 o'clock service and you've seen Kevin George in the corner, he has literally about a dozen bells, and they're all the big ones, right? This is one of them. And I can pick this up with one hand, but it's not only heavy, but it's also it's not quite easily balanced, right? Like I could, if I'm not careful, I could feel it getting away from me. So I'm gonna use two hands. I'll ring it for you real quick. This is a C. You can hear the depth of the tone, right? This is a mattress or a pad for handbells. And when the handbells are up here playing, they lay all their bells out ahead of time on these foam blocks. And they're designed to carry the weight of these bells. I mean, this probably weighs, I don't know, I'm going to say 6-7 pounds. Like, it feels like it's somewhere around a bag of sugar, right? That's kind of at the end of your hand, right? But it's designed to bear that much weight. And when you pick it up, there's a little bit of a dent, but it goes away. And when you put it back down, it sustains the weight of the mattress. Now, I brought with me another piece of foam. This piece of foam was from the box or the container that holds the microphone that I'm using, right? So it's designed just to be protective. It's a protective piece. And as a result of that, it's really thin, and it's not designed to carry much weight, right? And it's just designed as a protective barrier to keep the microphone and the receiver and the transmitter all clear and easy, right? Finally, I brought one more piece with me. This is the altar cushion that supports our weight when we kneel down at the altar rail. And I'm going to tell you, it is heavy. Just this, I mean, it is heavy. It probably weighs 20 pounds. It's heavy, and it is dense and thick, and it's designed for a person of our size and weight to kneel down, to be there for a while, and to support us. I mean, can you imagine kneeling on this? Like, it would go into nothing, right? And this, even just pressing my hand on it, a little bit of weight, it goes all the way down. It's not designed for this. This is designed to really hold a human who's putting all their weight down on their knees. This is resilient. When you get up from this, there's no evidence we were there. Now, the reason why I bring this to you is that each one of them was designed to bear a different kind of weight. And so were we. Not all of us were designed the same way. Some of us were just born with more capacity for resilience, more toughness. And some of us have gone through hard things in life, and it's made us more resilient. And some people have less of that. And that's not wrong, and it's not weakness. Some people are actually very tender-hearted. Things affect them very deeply. And so for us as human beings, we need to start by understanding that resilience is really about bearing a certain amount of weight. And like foam, we're not all made the same, and we're not all designed to bear the same thing. But I want to remind you that we were created with the ability to grow in our resilience. We're going to look at a passage of scripture in Hebrews chapter 12. The author of Hebrews writes this beautiful, in this series, we're going to look at almost the entire chapter, but today we're going to look at one verse, just one, right? And this image that the author of Hebrews borrows is powerful for us. And here's what the author says. We read this sometimes at All Saints Day. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Perseverance is another great word, right? Perseverance, endurance, all of those are words that go with resilience. So the author of Hebrews talks about this idea of running in a race. And the metaphor of a race is not about something that we're doing with a specific task. Sometimes we feel that way, right? Like the race to Christmas, where you got to get everything decorated, you got to get everything baked, you got to get everything purchased and ready and wrapped, and the race to Christmas, right? The race that he's talking about is not the race to Christmas or any other, the race to your promotion or the race to retirement or any of that. This is the race of life. This is the metaphor that the author of Hebrews chooses to understand our entire lives, that we are in a race. And with that being the case, we need to think about the fact that it's generally pretty long, that we're trying to go somewhere and prepare for a race that's long. So the main idea after the idea of a race is get rid of everything you don't need. I don't know if you've ever picked up running shoes, but running shoes are amazingly light. right? Runners do not want heavy things on their feet. They try and get the lightest material, you know, to be able to wick away moisture and to keep them going. Light, light, light. And that's what this passage is saying. Since we're surrounded by people who have already finished their race, a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that would keep us from going forward and the sin that holds us down. And let us run with perseverance the race marked for us. Now, the race is marked out for us. And that's because the race is towards God. And this is part of what's so powerful about this passage. Two really big ideas. The race is marked out for us because we are all supposed to be running toward God, right? So when we break the finish line, where do we end up? At the feet of Jesus. That's why this notion of running toward God is so powerful in this metaphor. But the other part of this that we see even later and more definitively in this chapter is that Jesus, the author of Hebrews claims, was also in a race and that he understood his purpose and that Jesus had a purpose. And when he made us, when God made us, he created every one of us with a purpose. And that purpose, our purpose, gives us, by its very nature, resilience. Like when you have a sense of, this is what I'm supposed to be doing, this is where I'm supposed to be going, this is how I'm supposed to be spending my life, it gives you a sense of strength, an ability to let go of things that are not important, to let things roll off your back that are temporary and not helpful. And this passage begins in a glorious fashion by calling us to remember that part. Because sometimes we get bogged down in the details of life and we're supporting things that we don't need to support. There are some things in life we're called to support, right? Like, if we're the memory foam mattress, if that's the image of us, then this is our hand. We're supporting this, right? You can feel the weight of that. That's got some weight to it. And because it's all the way out of my hand, which is away from my body, I really feel the weight of that. You've done this kind of a game before, right? Where you hold something out and how long can you hold it out? This is kind of how we feel it in our lives. We're carrying things around with us. And the things we carry around with us are not really things. They're the weight of a relationship or a problem or something that's unsolved, something that's in conflict, something that we need to bring to resolution, something that we need to accomplish, a joy that we need to build, a life that we need to help. All of these are things that we hold. Our children, we hold like that, don't we? So you and I feel the weight of it when we've been holding our children all day long. You know, did you clean your room? Did you pack your lunch? Did you brush your teeth? And then they come to us at 9 o'clock at night and say, I have a school project that's due tomorrow. And you're the weight of this. And that's where your resilience comes in, right? Because we're carrying the weight of some of these things. And some of them are ours to carry, and others are not. So the two things this passage calls us to understand are, what is our purpose? Because our purpose gives us joy and strength and toughness and direction. It gives us all of that. It also helps us to remember what we don't need to worry about, what we can let go of, what we're holding that we shouldn't be holding, what's sapping our strength. So if today you're sitting there going, you know, Andrew, I don't know my purpose. That's okay. I'm not sure any of us know with 100% clarity what our purpose is. That's why there's a race marked out for us. And the race is to God. And what I'm going to say to you is that if you're not sure what you're supposed to be doing as you run your race, focus on the destination. Remember that you're running toward God. And as you do that, I found that the things that aren't clear either don't matter or become clear. And God begins to reveal what he's really trying to do. I also realize that I may have a greater purpose in life, but on any given day, God uses me for other purposes. And that's a beautiful thing too. So I've watched plenty of times in my life and in others' lives where my purpose for that day was to clean toilets or pick up trash or help somebody who was hurting or in need. It wasn't my life's purpose. It was my that day purpose. And that's a beautiful thing too, to remember and to be open to how God uses us in those ways. And then to be really careful, like a runner looking for good shoes. What do I need to get rid of? What's the sin that's holding me back? That's taking my strength, my energy, my resources, my time, my money, my emotional stuff. What do I have that sucks away stuff that's just not helpful to me? And what am I holding or carrying or keeping that's weighing me down? It's not a good responsibility. We have good responsibilities that weigh us down. Some of you have cared for elderly parents, and that's a weight that we just have to carry. But there are weights we don't have to carry. And there are things we can leave at the office that shouldn't keep us up at night. And I want to invite you to do two things. Number one, to ask, do I know what my purpose is? Even if it's just for today or tomorrow. Do I even have a clue? And if not, how do I run closer to God? Because then I'll find it. And second of all, how do I let go of some of the stuff that just sucks me dry, that weighs me down? And what we find is that God begins to build resilience in us. Hardships build resilience in us. Relationships build resilience in us. Walking the way Jesus asked us to walk, being patient and kind and caring and loving, builds resilience in us. We don't get it. We don't go from this to this overnight. And some of us were born with more of it than others. And instead of sitting back and saying, I wish I had more, run your race. Run your race. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for this day. Thank you for all your gifts to us. I pray that you would help us to lock our eyes on you and to run towards you with purpose, letting go of the things that drain us. May you build in us perseverance, resilience, and care for the people around us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.